Cloud Sports Radio. Now, here's your host, Reggie Jackson.
We are back, and we're going to get right away to one of our callers who's calling in from New York, or at least the East Coast, I know, New York or Florida, on the phone with Swing Away with Reggie Jackson, 888-623-3646, Radio 82, Mad Dog Sports. Ray Negron, tell us what's on your mind.
Reggio Martinez Jackson, first off, wonderful show. I love it. Everybody over here is sitting around and we're just listening to it, and great job, number one. Number two, do me a favor, okay, because I write a column here for New York Sports Day and Newsmax and talk about you, Thurman, the greats of the Yankees of the 70s. Would you tell the people, in essence, how close you and Thurman Munson actually became?
Ray, and I want to say after the blow up or the all the news in the spring of 1977, we made a trip a few months into the season, and in Detroit, and you were the guy. I think you were the bat boy at the time, but you were the guy, and you were bat boy. But you were very close to George Steinbrenner, very close to Thurman, very close to Billy Martin, very close to me. It was kind of I don't know how you did that. You probably should have grown up being Henry Kissinger, but you set up a meeting between myself and Thurman at I forget the name of the place, but it was a hamburger place, well-known place in Detroit, and you built a bridge there between the two of us, and from there, we became pretty good friends. I flew on his airplane with him several times to Anaheim and Seattle and places like that, and so I would say that you were the guy that made that happen, and I was just so glad that... you know, after about a year or so, you know, Thurman passed in 1979. But in that year of 1977, you know, certainly you were instrumental in getting us together. I got to give you credit and a tip of the hat. And just
thank
so
you,
sad,
thanks.
Because Thurman was a guy that was on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Will he ever get a chance to get in, Reggie?
I don't know, Ray. I haven't really looked at his numbers. You know, you've got to have some numbers when it comes. I think more deserving than Thurman is probably Don Mattingly, who was the best hitter in baseball for probably a 5-year span. But they turn around and take a look at numbers, and they say that the numbers are quite enough. And I've been in trouble with these conversations before, and talking about like kind players that didn't play long enough and that are in the Hall of Fame as well. So Mattingly would probably be my choice of a guy as to who was